So, welcome to Montreal. I know you're not a stranger to the city. What are you most excited about coming back to Montreal for?
I think this is the third time we're playing Il Son Yip, which is crazy because the first time we were here, we played the Adventure Club stage, which was like mayhem. Right. And then last year we came back. I don't think we headlined, but we played like an awesome slot, and it was like so epic. So every time we come here, we have like a great show between New City Gas, the Bell Center. So, I mean, just like the fans and the people to come enjoy music are really excited.
I remember seeing you actually at New City Gas many years ago. Like, have you guys gotten in a routine now? Is there something different about performing in front of such a big audience versus like a more intimate audience at Il Son Yip?
I mean, you know, the festival setting is always great because you're playing not only just for your fans, there are a lot of people here for other artists. So, you know, you can kind of win some new people over, hopefully.
Nice.
And the festival itself is just really well organized and amazing. It's a beautiful day. So, any excuse to come back here, really, it's a no-brainer.
So, I know that Andrew's running a bit late, but now's your chance to spread any dirt on him if you have anything that you want to get off your chest.
We're all really lucky. He does like a vocal warm-up. That's what he's doing right now.
Oh, very cool.
We had to fly straight from Vegas last night. So, we just went to Vegas from New York after Good Morning America. Didn't sleep at all. Played our show, got right back on the plane and flew back here from Vegas. So, if he didn't sleep properly, his voice.
So, he's actually going to be singing tonight.
Yeah, so we're going to be singing, and his vocal warms are awful to be around. So we're like very lucky that he's not here right
now. Does he have any formal vocal training? Like what goes into these warm-ups?
Yeah. I mean, he's like he's a vocal coach and she's amazing and, you know, he takes it really seriously, but like the sounds he has to make to like warm it up, it's like, you know, it's like, and like, no, 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 no. And it's like, oh my God, dude, like.
He needs a bit of space.
Yeah. We're like, stay at the hotel, you do it there, I'll handle the interviews.
Very cool. So what goes on behind the turntables with a crowd this big? I mean, I'm always curious to know, like, how are you guys communicating during a show to keep the energy up? Like, what's your secret?
Yeah, I mean, well, today's like the hybrid show, so it's me, Matt, and Drew, and we really like feed off each other's energy, and it's amazing, because Matt's so sick, and so like sometimes like you just watch him playing, and you're just like, I'm like amazed, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a fan of his.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a lot of fun. Obviously, we have a new song out, so it's like, you get really excited to see the crowd react to that. And, you know, I would say in general, Montreal has always been one of our favorite places to play, so we just feed off the crowd.
The amount of people that must be approaching you for collaborations, I mean, you guys have cemented yourself in the EDM world, so kudos to you. How do you decide moving forward who you want to collaborate with? Do you guys have a vision? Are you flying by the seat of your pants? How do these collaborations come about?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of are flying by the seat of our pants. I mean, it's always different. We kind of let the song dictate like what we want to do as far as the vocalists and stuff. I mean, a lot of songs we write with the artists, and then that's kind of just set in stone. Obviously, Drew sings, so it's a priority that we do songs like that. But it just depends like what the song feels like, and that's always how we've done it in the past, and it's worked out really well.
You guys have great energy. If I had to ask you and say like you could never spin again, and you had to play a different genre of music, and you had to stick to another genre,
yeah,
what genre would speak to you the most?
Ooh. And I can't say like subgenres of dance, right?
Well, technically it's all the same.
It's all the same. Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of fun. I mean, I used to be an open format DJ in New York. Mm-hmm. So I like, played lots of hip hop and stuff like that.
Okay.
So maybe that, you know what I mean? I'm the least gangster dude in existence, but it's, you know, there's a lot of great hip hop out right now. So maybe that.
Very cool. All right. I think that's basically it. We'll sure. get some liners.
Yeah. Whatever you need.
Very cool.
How's the show been? Were you here yesterday?
Yeah, it's been off the chain. There's so many more people here today.
Oh, sick. Yeah. And it's Saturday, so you kind of...
Dude, the vibe here is sick. I mean, you know what it's like to be performing in the city. Like, there's something about the French culture that just, like...
Yeah, they turn up.
Yeah. How would you... Sorry, I'm just going to hit record for another 10 seconds. How would you... How would you put Il Son Yip on the international stage for EDM? Like, would you rank it up there as, like, one of the top...
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you have one of the best clubs for, like, 10 years running in New City Gas, which is, like, a staple for dance music. You know, every show we come here has been amazing. This is our third time playing Il Son Yip, which is probably the most of any festival we've played ever.
And does performing at this level, does it make you a better DJ? Do you learn anything about yourself during these experiences?
Absolutely. I mean, especially with the hybrid show that we do, it's, you know... taking that and applying it to like a festival that's like high octane, high energy, and trying to find a way to like connect with the crowd intimately, but also like make it a rager. It's a challenge, you know. But I think that's what's cool about you know, French Canadians is that they're very open minded. You know, they like are down to have like that intimate moment and sing along, but also like a moment later just like go nuts. So
I'm sure you can draw parallels to performing in Europe, right? There is that European vibe, right?
Absolutely. And it's funny because like in Paris, where we played a lot, it's always been like a uphill battle to win the French over because they're so cool.
And once you win them over,
but like every we'll go in and we'll be like, damn, the show's not sold out, but like it will still be the best show of the tour regardless of that, which is like to me a testament to just like how passionate, you know, they can be.
Very cool. Quick message to Montrealers that are listening.
Sure. Yeah, thank you guys so much for supporting us. You know, the Bell Center on our last tour was the best show we ever played. I'm sure tonight's going to be amazing. Go out and get Side Effects. We love you guys, and we'll be back soon.
Awesome. Thank you.